you are going to listen to two friends talking about armchair travel. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, Mel. Are you jetting off on your holidays soon?
Hey, Ryan. No, I'm not going anywhere this year.
What? How come?
A couple of reasons, actually. Life took a surprise turn for me earlier this year. I was made redundant, so money's a bit scarce. I've had to cut down on luxuries like holidays. Besides, I'm conscious of my carbon footprint. I want to be more of a responsible citizen and do my bit to try and reduce it.
Sorry to hear about you losing your job.
Thanks. But don't worry, I'm still going to have a holiday. Well, a holiday of sorts.
What do you mean?
Have you heard of armchair travel? I'm going to try that out.
Tell me more.
Basically, the term armchair travel's been around for a while, but its focus used to be on sensory travel experiences for, say, the elderly or people who have mobility challenges. But since the COVID pandemic, it's taken on a far broader meaning.
Right.
So, with people travelling less than before for a whole range of reasons, restrictions, climate change, and financial challenges, many are seeking ways to have worldly experiences through other means. And that's where armchair travel comes in. It's all about discovering the world without actually going anywhere, whether that's through virtual experiences or bringing the world into your own home. Probably its main selling point is that it really lifts your mood.
Oh? Could that be through just reading a travel book?
Yeah, you can totally lose yourself there. A book I'm planning to read is In Patagonia. It's a travel book that takes the reader on a 24-hour bus journey through the region. And apparently, the vivid descriptions and anecdotes make you feel like you're really there.
So what else does armchair travel involve?
Well, you can always just sit back on the sofa and watch a film that's set in stunning surroundings. You're practically there. I'm going to watch In Bruges this weekend. I've always wanted to visit the city, but this will be a more affordable way of doing it. And no unpleasant airport delays to cope with either.
Bruges?
Yeah, it's a beautiful medieval city in Belgium, famous for lace and chocolate.
Oh, right! My parents adore it.
Haha. And another of my favourite things to do is to dip in and out of a podcast. I can listen to an episode when I'm working out or doing house chores. It's so convenient.
So, are there any travel podcasts that you'd recommend?
World Nomads Travel Podcast is my go-to podcast, hands down. Each episode takes you to a new destination and features reviews by seasoned travellers and local experts. You know that I'm really into Japan and Japanese culture, right? Well, this podcast's by an author called Susan Spann, who decided to tackle 100 of Japan's highest mountains. Her aim was twofold: to overcome her fear of heights and improve her health in the process. So inspirational.
Sounds fascinating. So do you ever use YouTube for armchair travel?
Not yet, but I have drawn up a list of places around the world that I intend to visit over the summer. You should do the same. Just search for 360 virtual travel tours, and you'll find an extensive supply of panoramic videos to explore the most iconic landmarks and cities around the world. I'll be doing a tour a week.
Cool. So where are you off to first?
Machu Picchu in Peru. Can't wait. And the week after that, I'm visiting Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Well, you'll be really well traveled by the end of summer then.
Yeah. And hopefully my mind will have been broadened considerably too. Have you heard of Google Arts and Culture?
Go on.
Well, they've partnered with museums everywhere to make their displays accessible through virtual tours and exhibitions. You can tour the Louvre from the comfort of your kitchen. Imagine! These tours are becoming increasingly prevalent, and obviously armchair travellers are a real boost for museums as well.
That's amazing. I definitely need to look into this.
You should. You're bound to come across some really cool stuff.
Thanks for the tip, Mel.
No worries.
Hi, Mel. Are you jetting off on your holidays soon?
Hey, Ryan. No, I'm not going anywhere this year.
What? How come?
A couple of reasons, actually. Life took a surprise turn for me earlier this year. I was made redundant, so money's a bit scarce. I've had to cut down on luxuries like holidays. Besides, I'm conscious of my carbon footprint. I want to be more of a responsible citizen and do my bit to try and reduce it.
Sorry to hear about you losing your job.
Thanks. But don't worry, I'm still going to have a holiday. Well, a holiday of sorts.
What do you mean?
Have you heard of armchair travel? I'm going to try that out.
Tell me more.
Basically, the term armchair travel's been around for a while, but its focus used to be on sensory travel experiences for, say, the elderly or people who have mobility challenges. But since the COVID pandemic, it's taken on a far broader meaning.
Right.
So, with people travelling less than before for a whole range of reasons, restrictions, climate change, and financial challenges, many are seeking ways to have worldly experiences through other means. And that's where armchair travel comes in. It's all about discovering the world without actually going anywhere, whether that's through virtual experiences or bringing the world into your own home. Probably its main selling point is that it really lifts your mood.
Oh? Could that be through just reading a travel book?
Yeah, you can totally lose yourself there. A book I'm planning to read is In Patagonia. It's a travel book that takes the reader on a 24-hour bus journey through the region. And apparently, the vivid descriptions and anecdotes make you feel like you're really there.
So what else does armchair travel involve?
Well, you can always just sit back on the sofa and watch a film that's set in stunning surroundings. You're practically there. I'm going to watch in Bruges this weekend. I've always wanted to visit the city, but this will be a more affordable way of doing it. And no unpleasant airport delays to cope with either.
Bruges?
Yeah, it's a beautiful medieval city in Belgium, famous for lace and chocolate.
Oh, right! My parents adore it.
Haha. And another of my favourite things to do is to dip in and out of a podcast. I can listen to an episode when I'm working out or doing house chores. It's so convenient.
So, are there any travel podcasts that you'd recommend?
World Nomads Travel Podcast is my go-to podcast, hands down. Each episode takes you to a new destination and features reviews by seasoned travelers and local experts. You know that I'm really into Japan and Japanese culture, right? Well, this podcast's by an author called Susan Spann, who decided to tackle 100 of Japan's highest mountains. Her aim was twofold: to overcome her fear of heights and improve her health in the process. So inspirational.
Sounds fascinating. So do you ever use YouTube for armchair travel?
Not yet, but I have drawn up a list of places around the world that I intend to visit over the summer. You should do the same. Just search for 360 virtual travel tours and you'll find an extensive supply of panoramic videos to explore the most iconic landmarks and cities around the world. I'll be doing a tour a week.
Cool. So where are you off to first?
Machu Picchu in Peru. Can't wait. And the week after that, I'm visiting Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Well, you'll be really well traveled by the end of summer then.
Yeah, and hopefully my mind will have been broadened considerably too. Have you heard of Google Arts and Culture?
Go on.
Well, they've partnered with museums everywhere to make their displays accessible through virtual tours and exhibitions. You can tour the Louvre from the comfort of your kitchen. Imagine! These tours are becoming increasingly prevalent, and obviously armchair travellers are a real boost for museums as well.
That's amazing. I definitely need to look into this.
You should. You're bound to come across some really cool stuff.
Thanks for the tip, Mel.
No worries.